Welcome to the Zolt Bubble with Tony. We're flexible, but it hurts. Clients are trying so hard to be flexible. Some are even able to do the splits. That's great, right? Well, yes and no. Many of our clients tell us that their staff are crying out to work remotely and not be office bound, so they're doing their best to support that request. However, they have noticed a downside. Yes, the workplace is bending over backwards to allow people to work remotely, but there are two key failings that have been reported, and these have been identified by Daniel Kraft, President and CEO at Citron. They are loss of engagement and a drop in empowerment. Loss of engagement. As staff are away from the central hub, they feel that they are not being included in key conversations and social interactions. Joint experiences that create a shared learning and sense of connection can be missed. This affects collaborate and engagement levels. Drop in empowerment. As the remoteness grows, staff have noticed that they lose the context of their work. They miss the opportunity to participate in key meetings, they lose access to systems, and they lose access to internal expertise. This can result in less alignment with the organisation. They are less likely to understand and be mindful of the organisation's values and KPIs, all leading to a loss of empowerment in how they act. We need a spotter for the gymnasts. A loss of engagement and drop in empowerment can be the catalyst for workplace conflict. To proactively help support our gymnastic employees, the ones who are working flexibly and remotely, there are a number of initiatives we've identified for clients that support the remote worker and counter this loss of engagement and empowerment. 1. The spotter needs to be hands-on. We need real interactions. Just because a person is remote does not mean they should be unseen. If they just use email, they are unseen. If they just use conference calls, they are unseen and mostly unheard. Make yours a video call. It is important to try and make as many of the remote contacts as human as possible. Make the conscious effort to have more brief discussions, as you would if they were working in physical proximity. 2. Make the virtual meetings count. A great suggestion by Paul Axtell in the Harvard Business Review is to open the phone lines 10 minutes early. This gives opportunity just to catch up and talk. Build this time into the meeting agenda. If you make a special effort to use people's names rather than "I heard" or "what I understand to be is," then this will help bridge the divide, keep up the engagement and maintain the empowerment. 3. Results count. If this is to work, then effectively managing performance is the key and managing time is not critical. I can't put it better than Scott Beeson in the HBR article, which I implore you to read, where he says, instead of infrequent, subjective evaluations based largely on time on task, managers, employees and teams develop a set of agreed upon performance metrics that are consistently tracked. As long as these metrics are met and customers and co-workers are happy with their access to employees, managers generally do not track office hours. 4. Accessibility to all. There is no point bending and stretching like Nadia Comaneci if you can't get into the gym. Remote workers need to have access to all systems, data and comms tools to make it work. 5. Discuss the arrangement. On a regular basis, discuss what is and is not working about the arrangement for an employee, manager, and the organizational, and from each of their perspectives, and transparently work through countermeasures. So, as you strive to provide a workplace that is as flexible as possible, help to meet your gymnasts' needs by keeping them engaged and empowered. The Zolt Group are excited to announce a new dates for our workplace investigations training for HR practitioners and line managers. These are going to be on Tuesday, the 24th of May, 2016, Friday, 26 August, 2016, and Monday, 14 November, 2016. If you're interested in more details, please just contact us. Thank you.